A number of listeners have written on our website about the proposed baseball stadium in Wilmington. I won't go over them here since the purpose of Friday Feedback is on WHQR's operation and not on the issues we cover. But a couple of people commented on our reporting. Steve H. wrote, WHQR and other media in this region must expose the real costs associated with this debacle. A real estate-oriented city council only sees the short-term benefits of this highly speculative venture. What about debt service and other fees the citizens will be on the hook for? As if the initial cost rise in property taxes is not enough. I love baseball, but do not like it balanced on my back or weighing down the citizens with higher taxes. Please, WHQR, dig a little deeper. Listener By the C2 pointed out that in one of those stories, quote, the headline says the referendum vote will be close, but nothing in the story supports that claim, unquote. Well, the writer is correct. An earlier draft of that story had included a statement from Mayor Bill Sappho saying the vote will be a close one. That was omitted from the final draft of the story that made it on the air. So the headline is a poor match. However, the fact behind the headline is solid. Susan Hooten wrote about The Collection, the current art show in our MC Ernie Gallery. These are really beautiful. Lynn Carlson from Ocean Isle wrote on our website on Tuesday, I loved Annie Gray Johnston's comments this morning. As a recovering newspaper editor from Brunswick County, I too listen for and try to document words and phrases that are disappearing from the southern lexicon. Some favorites I remember from my grandparents are drunk as Cootie Brown, whoever he or she is, so bow-legged he couldn't hem a hog in a ditch, and so crowded there wasn't room to cuss a cat in there. Here's a truly unique, if not really southern, malapropism. A woman once said to me, it's going to be a surprise party, so if you run into her, act non-sciententious. Huh? Thanks, Annie.
Hi, Michael McKay. With the Olympics results, will you please announce that it's a spoiler alert or something? I am so tired of hearing the results before I've seen them. It's very, very annoying. Thanks.
Listener Ellen wrote about Tuesday's smooth landing. Thanks for the selections today. Our House is My Husband of 39 Years and My Song. Milkmaid was very interesting, and I will have to Google Martha Tilston. History of Lovers was pretty good as well. And, of course, the inimitable Hallelujah was great. Thanks for all you do for our radio station. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send us feedback in an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.